Joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, a couple of spots I thought in the game last night that were kind of big. You were down one. Suddenly Northern hits a couple of threes. You're down seven. And then that big run in the second half and you just couldn't recover.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it were based on turnovers more than anything. You know, when you have 20 turnovers and you know, that's 20 less shots and opportunities. Team that usually shoots 40%, you can do the math. So we're going to turn it over sometimes, no question. But even just cutting those in half would be significant for us. So just momentum, streaks, you know, watching the film, it felt like live, you know, we turned it over, they hit a quick three. They did a couple times, but it just felt that way. And, you know, we kind of fell apart. I think for the first time, we hit some big adversity. And you could see it in our team where, you know, we kind of fell apart just emotionally. You know, I like to play with emotion. I don't like to be emotional. And we looked emotional out there where things were going wrong and we couldn't bring ourselves back together as a team. So there was a big reflection on that as well. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, we just couldn't stop that bleeding on that 15-0 run there.
We talked a lot about the post play so far this year. I thought it was a little shakier last night, although Rachel Hytola had a nice game coming off the bench, but it just didn't seem the presence inside wasn't what it had been throughout the season to this point.
Yeah, I like to agree with you usually, but I couldn't disagree with you more on this. And really, it's because we didn't give them the ball. I mean, when you look at it in the first half, every time we went inside, be it a post player or whatever, but we got three of their post players in foul trouble. You know, that's a huge presence. And, you know, of course we look at the film and you can see Tabrick, you can see Rachel's numbers. We don't give it to them. And so the presence was there. The ball just didn't. And that's, I mean, obviously what you're alluding to as well. But we got to, you know, use what's been our kind of staple offensively is inside out. And it's so frustrating to show it to the kid. We've had this talk over and over again. Give it to our posts. And if they're doubled, they're going to kick it out. If they're not, they're going to try to score. So I thought our posts were kicking their butt. They didn't have an answer for them. We just decided second quarter, let's go away from that. Let's try something else. And that's obviously a frustration when something's working and then we decide to try something else. That's not smart basketball.
Now, obviously, if you had the exact answer, you would have fixed it by now. But what do you think makes your team just kind of drift off like that on occasion?
You know, I think it is a piece of IQ and vision within our kids. I know our guards, it has to be vision because you can see it. Obviously, when you're playing, not everyone's gifted with, you know, great peripheral vision that can just see things or read defense as well. But some of this is pretty darn glaring where wide open kids in transition push it up. Or we attack, three people are on us and we can't see two people wide open, sometimes three people wide open outside. So it's a vision thing, and it's got to change with watching film and understanding and, you know, telling them. The frustrating piece, of course, is always I can't be their eyes out there. And it's a no-brainer. It's easier to watch on the bench and see things than when the ball's in your hand. But we got to get better at it because when you have kids like Trin and B that can go downhill and collapse the defense where two or three kids are on them, talk about advantage, kick out three or, you know, kick out and go back downhill. So that's kind of what I see is just they need to see it, watch film more and understand, you know, what's happening because they're not able to right now.
And I thought another big part of the game, Sydney Czar got in a little bit of foul trouble with the combination of Smith and Harris, the freshman off the bench that kind of came out of nowhere for me anyway.
Yeah.
For them. Anyway, I thought when she kind of got into foul trouble and had to come out of the game, of course, that changed your dynamic of how the court was being run. Did you see that as well?
A little bit, but at the same time, we had, you know, Sid just needs to do a better job of being a court marshal as a point guard. She just looked a little rattled with, you know, Shariah Smith guarding her full court. Well, you're fine. You know, relax. You're fine. And that kind of took her out of her game altogether. Smith went downhill on her a couple of times where she's very quick, but she's 4'11". You know, give her a step and guard her. And so Sid, you know, just had an off game, something that she, you know, doesn't have very often where she usually has a pretty blank stat line, but there's no mistakes. And yesterday she had some striking mistakes and, you know, it's just a confidence thing. I always trust her, but I think she just needs to give herself a boost of confidence and say, I can handle this pressure. I can guard. And coach is going to play me with two fouls in the first half, but she just was kind of timid yesterday.
And finally, Trinity Meyer had another big night, at least point-wise, for your team. How was her play?
this is kind of where it goes back. I don't like to call one kid out, but Trin killed Northern and Trin killed BSU. You know, she was one of those kids in particular, and we talked to her, and she's, our kids are so good. They want to know straight up, tell me if it's me. Well, when you have 7 turnovers, that's unacceptable. And the turnovers you have are really just that vision, not seeing things, being tunneled. She made it pretty hard on herself. That hurt our team with those turnovers where she got into the paint. 3-4 kids were on her. You have 3-4 kids outside just waiting for a kick out 3, and it didn't come. So, yeah, you know, if she could limit her mistakes and have a better court vision, she's obviously pretty darn good. She's really good defensively, but she also stands out in a negative way when she makes those mistakes. So, you know, she's a sophomore that just wants to learn, wants to figure things out, and she doesn't know she's doing it. It's not a selfish thing. It's not a delusional thing. She's just going to play hard, but she's not playing very smart. So we, after our, you know, our team meeting, we called, you know, things out, pointed things out, I should say, just as learning tools. And that kid responds just like any other. If they want to know what's wrong, and you know, if we could cut hers in half or better turnovers, I think we have a different ball game yesterday.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille on today's pregame. Taylor Bray is next on the player profile. We'll talk about Morehead State after that on the Beaver Radio Network.